feel so inclined as to take one home, that would be just fine. So there you go. We're gonna be talking tonight about. I think I have a slide. Lord help me. I think we're gonna be talking tonight about loving your enemy, which is super fun, but no, it's really not at all actually fun. But I found this slide on the internet, and I thought it reminded you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a rainbow, which was God's symbol first. So we'll let it be at that. So we're gonna be talking about. Love your enemies, and we're going to be in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, we're going to be in chapter 5. We've been in the book of Matthew chapter 5 for like 11 years now. That was only funny to people who've been around for a while. The book of Matthew chapter 5, we're actually going to be starting in verse 38. I know it says something different on the screen, but start in verse 38. The Word of God, Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 38. What page is that on? 672. Right? Page 672. The Book of Matthew, chapter 5, in verse 38. This is an extended section where Jesus is teaching his disciples what it looks like when you're following. When you're following me, this is what it looks like. That's what Jesus was saying. When you're following me, this is what it looks like. And I'm so glad he didn't leave us a list of rules, because I probably would just be breaking rules is all I would be doing. But that's not what he did. So here we go. The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 38, says, Jesus says this. You have heard it said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks, and do not turn away for the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than the others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Let's pray. Lord God, this is a mystifying passage, and it's very confusing. I mean, it's not really confusing. It's really quite simple and straightforward, but to understand why you would ask us to do something like this, it doesn't make sense. So help us to get it in our hearts and in our heads to understand what you're saying. We pray in Jesus' name. Asked a bit ago, what do you want to be known for? If you're a Christ follower, there's a whole list of things that we want to be known for. We want to be known for our love and generosity, hope and peace. In fact, next week at the Third Thursday thing, we're going to be doing some homeless ministry, in essence. We're going to be asking you at the conclusion of this service to take one of these cards and write down some things that you'd be willing to bring next week. No. Pick one of the things and just put a sticky on there. And the idea is we're asking you to use your funds to do something productive. We're asking you to use your cash and buy something at the store that we can put in a bag, and we're going to take to the inner city of San Francisco, and we're going to let homeless people have these things free of charge. Nothing. We're not asking anything in return. We just want to be a blessing to the homeless community in downtown. So we're going to be doing that. So on your way out, please stop by the table and choose something that you think you could purchase reasonably that isn't a big deal. You can buy it. You can pick it up. And you can bring it next week. And then part of our activities will be to stuff these bags in preparation to send them into the inner city. Why? Because we want to be known for generosity and love. That's what Jesus would have us be known for. That's what we ought to be about. We're not always about that, but that's what we ought to be about. And if we're doing these things, then we build a reputation with our friends and our family and people who don't know Jesus, and then they can see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven, as the Word of God says. Well, this is quite a difficult passage. In here, Jesus says, you've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray for those who persecute you. And the deal is, this is easy to say, but hard to do, right? Because even in this room, there may be somebody who you could look at and say, you know, that person hasn't always been nice to me. Right? I mean, it's true, because we're human beings and we're kind of mean to each other sometimes. And so it's easy to say, that person hasn't been nice to me. You should hear what that person said about me. I can't believe these people. They're gossips and they're backbiters and they're mean. And all they do is they talk about others. And if they're not talking about you, that's because they're tripping you, they're knocking you down, they're super gluing your locker closed. Right? Yeah, there you go. So the story is, we're not always nice to each other, and leaders lead, just so you know. Jesus makes this so clear. He says, love your enemies. Love your enemies, which is really hard. And the question is, why? In the world we live in, we don't love our enemies, we hate our enemies, right? As a country, if somebody points their weapons at us, we point our weapons back at them. If they blow up our buildings, we blow up their country. Right? And not that there isn't room for that, because we can't just never defend ourselves as a nation. But as individuals and as Christians, Jesus not only said, love your enemies, he said, not only love your enemies, he also said this: blessed are you when you're persecuted for my name. That's what he said. He said, don't return evil for evil. When someone pays you evil, return to them good. When someone's mean to you, speak kind about them. When someone is evil and difficult and mean, you be kind and generous and loving. And the question is, why? And so often I hear this question, why should I do that? I mean, there's no reason to do that. And if there's no other reason to do that than just this, this is a great reason to do that. Patrick, quit it. This is a great reason. Jesus set the example. I want you to watch a video clip here in just a moment. And it's a tough video clip to watch. Okay? Hey, guys, knock it off. It's a tough video clip to watch, because in it, there's an actor who's portraying Jesus Christ. And in the video clip, he's beaten and he's crucified. And the deal is, he didn't ask us to do anything he wasn't willing to do himself. When he says, turn the other cheek, his actions and behavior demonstrated how to do it. When he says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, it's only because he did it. When the people crucified his flesh and he prayed for them. Watch this video and see our example. He really did that. He really went to the cross for us. He really took the stripes for us. The Bible says, while we were still his enemies, he paid the penalty of death for us. There's no greater example. So the question is, what do we want to be known for? Do we want to be known as the Christian on Sunday who parties on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and gossips and slanders and hates and tears people down? Because there's plenty of those around. And the truth is, your friends and classmates have this opinion so often of the church. You see, if you talk to young people today, all across the country, they'll tell you, Jesus, yeah, I'm cool with Jesus. Jesus did what he said he was going to do. And whether they believe in the historical biblical Jesus or not, they're good with Jesus. They don't have a problem with Jesus. Most people don't deny that Jesus lived and died. But the Christians, they seem to have a problem with us. Because we don't live like Jesus lived. We don't talk like Jesus talked. We don't walk like Jesus walked. We don't stand up when it's hard. When somebody strikes a blow to us, we deal a blow back to them. And the truth is, Christianity in America today is dying. And it's dying because we're no different than they are. And if there's no difference, then what's the point? And among the most difficult things that set us apart as believers is this, that we love people. That we love them regardless of the cost to us. And when it's really hard and we know nobody will think we're cool if we speak kindly about this person, we do it anyway. And when someone hammers us, we pray for them. We spoke last week about identifying who the enemy is, and I shared with you guys, the enemy is not the person who curses you. The enemy is not the person who hates you. The enemy is not the person who trips you every time you go to PE class, who teases you because you're too tall or you're too short or you're too fat or you're too skinny or you're too this or too that. That's not the enemy. Those are people. The enemy is Satan. And he's the father of lies. And he'll do whatever he can to destroy us because we're the children of God. So, don't hate the people. Hate the enemy. And return evil with good. There's another video I want to show you. This one's much lighter. You know, because it starts heavy and it gets light. This one's much lighter. It's a little kind of funny. It's kind of silly, but it makes a really good point, and I want you guys to watch this one also.
Thank you.
So how do you feel about the rock thrower? Do you know some rock throwers? You guys familiar with some rock throwers? Like, there's plenty of rock throwers around. And the truth is, so often when people are throwing rocks at us, right? What was the first thing? You saw the first rock that sailed over the second figure's head. He turned around and picked it up, and you guys were all thinking what? Throw it back at him! Because that's our natural inclination. That's our first response. Somebody throws a rock at us, we want to throw it back at them. But wasn't that a beautiful illustration of what we need to do with the rocks? Right? They just keep throwing rocks, they just keep throwing rocks, they just keep throwing rocks, and pretty soon we have enough to build a bridge. It's a beautiful illustration, and the truth is, the first person who ever made it happen was Jesus. You see, there's this great chasm between us and God. And he came on purpose into our world so that he could build a bridge. But that bridge cost him his life. You see, humanity kept throwing rocks at Jesus and kept throwing rocks and kept throwing rocks. And in the end, it was human beings who nailed him to the cross where he gave up his life for us. And it was that act where we were throwing rocks that he used to heal us. It was the act of us throwing rocks at Jesus that ended up enabling him to build a bridge back to us. Because without his death on the cross for our sins and our place, we could never have the forgiveness of sin. And we could never be restored to him. You're gonna want to leave this place and you're gonna want to think, well, that was kind of funny, you know. I never seen a video with stick figures throwing rocks at each other before. It's kind of humorous. It's a good message. It's a good message about you know, returning evil for good. It's a good idea. It's a good thought. It's nice Christian philosophy. You're going to want to walk out the door and think, that's easy for him to say, you know, because he's a pastor and he doesn't have to walk in my shoes. He doesn't have to deal with the problems I have to deal with. He doesn't have to listen to the things I have to listen to. And that's the voice of the enemy. Who wants you to settle for less than. He wants you to settle for the easy road. He wants you to settle for returning the old rule was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And Jesus says, if someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him your other. And then, just to make sure we understood, he took the punishment and he prayed for the men who were doing it to him. Let no one say that we serve a weak God. He is not weak. He is strong. My prayer is that this sinks into your heart, because I think that if there's going to be anything that actually opens the doors into the lives of people who don't know Jesus, it's going to be this thing. It's going to be this thing. When they actually hear somebody who said something or did something to you, and they come to you and they say, how are you going to get back at that person? And you say, I'm going to pray for them. And then it happens again. And you say, I'm going to pray for them. And then it happens again. And they say, aren't you so mad? And you say, no, I have an example. His name is Jesus. See, I don't have to do this on my own. He's going to do it with me. He's going to enable me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to walk with me. He's going to give me what I need so that I can walk in holiness And people are going to tease you and make fun of you. They're going to persecute you. But then there will also be people who watch you and say, there's something different about that one. I want what they have. And that's when we'll see miracles happen. You guys know this because I've talked about it a lot of times. In Lake County, there are 66,000 people, and about 5% have a saving knowledge of Jesus, have a relationship with our Lord. And it breaks my heart. 5%. So 95% of your classmates, 95% of your pals, 95% of your extended family members, 95% of the people that you run into at the grocery store and at the park, they don't have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. 95% don't. And it kills me. And this is a good place to start. So I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna ask you guys to stand up if you're willing to do this, because it's hard. And please, it's so cliche to stand up. It's so easy to stand up here, and it's so hard to stand up out there. It's so easy to have your friends stand up around you, and then you think, well, okay, I'll look silly if I don't stand up, or I'll look dumb, or people will look at me because I'm not standing. Don't. What I'm asking for a commitment to do it. Not to talk about doing it, but to do it. Because I know a lot of people who talk about doing it. There's a lot of people who talk about it. But there just aren't very many who actually do. So I'm going to pray. Tim, will you turn off these lights? And then if you want to make that commitment, you can make that commitment. Find a little space between you and your neighbor, please. Let's pray. Dear God, we're so grateful that you sent Jesus for us to die on the cross in our place for our sins so that we could be restored to you, so that our sins could be forgiven. We are thankful. We're thankful, Lord, that you paved the way for us, that you gave the example for us. You didn't just talk about it, you did it. And Lord, we are scared and weak. We are lost and vulnerable. We are sheep, but we have you, and you are the Good Shepherd. I pray now, Holy Spirit, that you begin to pour into these young hearts. That you begin to give them courage and hope. That you begin to give them a new vision of the world, Lord. That they see who the enemy is, and that their friends and the people in their school and the people that they hang out with and the people on their teams, that those people are not their enemies. Satan is their enemy. So I pray you give them courage as they do their best to stand up and say, I will not return evil for evil. I will return good when evil is brought to me. If that's you tonight, if you're willing to say that in your heart, and you got to know that God is watching. But if you're willing to stand up and say, when people bring me evil, I will pray for them and I will bring them good even when they bring me harm. If that's you and you're willing to do that, I want you to stand to your feet right now. This is no small thing. This is a big thing. This is a big deal. This is a hard thing to live with. Because the world is full of evil. I want to pray for you now. Lord God, I'm encouraged by these young people who love you and want to stand up and say, no matter what the people in my life bring, I will stand and I will return them good. I will pray for them. I will encourage them. I will ask them if they know you. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them strength and endurance, because this is easy to say in this place, but it's so hard to live outside these walls. It's so hard to live when people are cursing you, and they're cursing your family, and they are cursing your siblings, and they are saying evil things about you, and they are saying evil things about the differences between us and them. They're saying evil about the way we look, or the way we talk, or the way we dress, the way we act, the way we treat people. It doesn't matter what it is, because there's always a difference and people will always pick at it. So give us the strength to stand our ground. Let us be an example of love. Help us, Lord, to be known as a people who love, not hate, who return good when they are brought evil. Give us the strength to do this. We ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You guys can sit down. So, here's the other piece of the puzzle now. Now you guys have to support one another, right? There are some of you that go to the same school as the others, and you have to help encourage, because it's super easy to talk about it in here, and it's super hard to do it out there. So you have to encourage each other. You have to build each other up. You have to pray for each other. You have to walk together in this. You have to walk together in this, because you can't walk through this and do it alone. God put us in community on purpose. He put us in community on purpose. There's just one more thing I want to ask you guys. On your way out, you know, hope you guys fellowship and hang out and spend time together. That's all well and good, and we're going to dismiss early, so feel free to just hang out and chat and whatever. But please, will you go by the table, and will you commit to bringing something for a homeless person? Because we're going to deliver packets for 40 people. We're going to deliver packets for 40 people with simple things like toothbrushes and toothpaste and deodorant and combs and things like that. And we're going to be doing that very soon. We'll be packing those next week. So will you go by the table? Will you make a commitment? Will you spend $5 or $6 at the dollar store and bring back some things so that we can pack them together? Will you do that for me? That would be fantastic. I love you guys. You are dismissed.